Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, our reporter Jack Claremont has been to see Jungle at the Dome. The London-based seven-piece soul and funk band broke through in 2014 with their track Busy Earning, and they've appeared at the festival just last night. So before we hear from Jack about the show, let's find out what the audience made of it.
Right on time, back by the beach. Still gonna bring the heat.
Hey, it's Jack here, and I'm outside the Brighton Dome after Jungle have just absolutely torn the roof off the place with a killer live show, a mixture of their beautiful debut album and a couple of new tracks too that are coming out soon. It was a real, real success and a real good way to finish off a boiling hot Bank Holiday Monday. But let's see what everyone else thought.
Incredible. So very excited about the new album.
Yeah, awesome. Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
I thought they would be different from their studio recording, but they were insane. Like, I thought I was expecting something different, and they were literally the exact same in a good way.
I saw them in Brixton in November, but they're much better here.
So great.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Joyous.
Yes.
Best track?
Time.
All of them. That was a new one, which was really, really good. I haven't got a clue what it's called, but it was awesome.
I love their new tracks. Yeah. I think they're really good. Really good. Yeah. Love their new stuff.
Julia. So, yeah. Julia!
It was brilliant. Lots and lots of fun. Really good atmosphere. Excellent. Lots of dancing. Really good time.
Amazing.
Yeah. That was great, man.
Really interesting stuff.
So, Jack, how was the show for you?
It was awesome. I mean, they were so, so great. They absolutely bring it live. They're already really tight, right? Their album, which madly is 4 years old. It still sounds super fresh.
What's the title of their album?
Just called Jungle.
Just called Jungle. Yeah. Oh, I see. Jungle.
Jungle. And that came out 2014, and they kind of have been fairly quiet since. Until today, I believe they're dropping two new tracks this evening. But yeah, that's what they were saying last night at the show. They still bring it, and live, it's an even more bombastic sound. Just really, really impressive.
Awesome. So had you seen them? So you're obviously a fan. Had you seen them before this show?
Yes. Yeah, so I'd seen them a few times, actually, and both in their own gigs and at festivals, and they do both really well. They know how to work their own crowd. They also know how to get everyone up on their feet, so it's really great. But this time that they've got some new material coming out, and which has taken a slightly different direction. They've kind of gone by way of Detroit and Chicago. It's housier, and now their live, their old songs have picked up, and their new ones are maybe even better.
That's incredible. Yeah. Yes. Were you expecting these new tracks when you came out to see them?
No, not at all. Although I guess there was a sneaking suspicion. You were like, 4 years on, they've got to be planning something, right? So it was, to me, what was really standout and what a lot of people were saying outside afterwards was that they weren't expecting the new songs to be that good. When it's the first time you've heard it and yet you're singing along at the end of it, it's one of those.
And it's always a bit frightening when there's an amazing debut album and you're almost like, oh, you know what, please don't.
Yeah.
Because the second album's always such a challenge.
Yeah, I think they're going to smash that second album syndrome. I think they'll be all right. But it was also just a brilliant way to kind of open up that first week of the festival after such a boiling hot day yesterday. It was just like super, super lovely that we had that perfect music for where the evening's kind of still hot, still warm, but you're cooling down and everyone's just in a good atmosphere, in a good mood, good place.
Amazing.
It was really cool.
Bringing the vibes.
Absolutely.
So just very, very quickly, these new tracks, do you know where people can listen to them if they're interested?
I believe what's happening is they're dropping them tonight. So
sizzling hot.
Yeah, so they're going to be available. From what they were saying at the show last night, they were saying that they're going to be around from tonight onwards.
So all your usual channels, probably, hopefully Spotify, iTunes, all that.
Absolutely, all of those, the good places.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.